Good morning, everyone. It's Ian here. It's 11 o'clock on Monday, the 4th of May, 2015. And I'm just going for a little bit of a stroll. Just got to clear my head a little bit. It's been a couple of weeks since I've spoken to you good folk. So I thought I'd drop in and let you know what I've been up to. I'm now working 4-day weeks. I'm spending the Mondays working on my own projects, getting back into my digital life. And I'm having some good and not bad, but challenging times. It's really very interesting. If you want to check out what I've produced already, I have a couple of podcasts released over at yourstorypodcast.com. I put up two episodes. One is episode 73 about a gentleman who I recorded a couple of years ago here in Brisbane, Moshlow. Sadly, he passed away very recently, so it's actually a posthumous episode. But it holds up in its own right anyway. The other one, the episode prior to it, is what I call Your Story Addendum, which is me going on about what I do in the background, and it's about 20 or so minutes of what I'm planning on doing with my podcasts. And I do say podcasts because I've got a couple of them. I have another site called createyourlifestory.com. Create Your Life Story is where I was teaching people how to record interviews, record themselves, how to publish it, tell their own stories, get the stories out of people, all that sort of thing. It was my attempt to try and develop a model that could generate me some income so I could continue to do both shows. And anyway, I go into detail on the Your Story Addendum if you want to listen to that. And today's task is to do some work on what I'm rebranding Create Your Life Story into, which is Create Your Story. And I got up early this morning, went to the gym, and then I went around to a nice little coffee shop around the corner from where I live, and had a bit of a breakfast there, and did some reading and did some work, wrote some notes for the very first episode. And I've had to come out and clear my head. I did a fair bit of writing, and I tried to make sense of what I want to say in this first episode, because it's challenging. Back in February, I did what I call a brain dump, trying to make sense of what I want to do in the digital world. I just let my fingers sing across the keyboard and just vomited all over the screen to try and get my thoughts into some sort of clarity. Well, I'm doing a variation on that today in regards to Create Your Story, because I'm not really sure how to go about it. It's challenging. And it's challenging because it's an enormous, enormous undertaking. And, you know, as I get older, I'm a little bit less inclined to take on the really big challenges, and this feels like a bigger challenge, you know. It's funny, isn't it, aging? It's a bugger like that. You know, 20 years ago, it was less of an issue. And the feeling that I also get with that enormity of the project is something that I have felt before, so I know how to deal with it. Back in 1st of September, I can tell you exactly when it was, 1st of September, 1989, I decided it was time to start building the house. I don't know if I've mentioned this on Audioboo before, but I had a complete shutdown. I had a complete panic attack because I was overwhelmed with the task of building a house. You know, like I'm talking about, from the ground up. And I just, all I could see was the entire project. I could see the house finished, and it was everything to do, from the foundations to the skirting to hanging the doors and windows to fitting out the kitchen to the plumbing to laying floor, everything. I was overwhelmed and I just couldn't see the wood for the trees because I was so overwhelmed, and I shut down. And I shut down for the better part of a day. I was relatively young then, but it taught me a lesson. And the lesson is to pick up the next piece of timber. Because every piece of timber that I put into the place was one stick of timber closer to a finished house. And that's very much how I feel about what I'm doing at the moment. What's the next thing? What's the next stick of timber to pick up for Create Your Story? And the reason I'm challenged with Create Your Story is I want to approach it from, I think, a different angle to, you know, a lot of the traditional storytelling methodologies. I want to approach it from a slightly bigger picture. And there is an example of it that's happening on The Guardian at the moment. On their site, they're running a podcast series. I think they're up to episode 6. It's called The Biggest Story in the World. And they're digging deep into how they're going about to get across the very complex topic full of misinformation and information about climate change and the importance of it and how to get it, how to make sense of it. And it's exactly the sort of problem I want to deal, not specifically with climate change, but how do we share complex ideas? And as I was putting my ideas down this morning, I was digging into the complexity of that, because we evolved on the plains of Africa with a relatively simple existence. And the things that we didn't quite understand, we created myths and legends and made up stories and gods and spirits and demons. And we made sense of the world by creating these entities. We anthropomorphized our world, because in making our environment human, we could apply all sorts of human conditions on it and in so know how to deal with it. The thing is, that's wrong. And gravity is no more human than many things. Photosynthesis, for argument's sake. You know, if we apply the principles of human nature on gravity, we're not going to be able to understand gravity. You know, we have to introduce a little thing called science and the scientific method and scientific understanding. And when you dip your toe in that little pond, it's no longer a simple process of thinking that a god has created an ether that sticks us to the planet, maybe, you know, for argument's sake. I don't know what the ancients thought about gravity. They probably didn't think about it. But, you know, we now have this thing called science that helps us to understand how these things work. And to get across complex ideas like big data, computers, all the technology wrapped up in that, but also the more complex ideas of sharing personal information. You know, you have a life that you've been living for X number of years, and how do you get across your 40 years of existence in short snippets that people can make sense of? They haven't lived the 40 years with you. They don't know the whole backstory. If somebody does somebody else an injustice, how do you explain that if you only knew their story, you might have some compassion for them? I'm just about out of time, so I'll leave it at that. But incredibly complex, and I'm frustrated at the moment. But I'll sort it out. Bye for now.